ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग from Canto 11, Chapter 24, entitled The Philosophy of Sankhya. Text number 3. Tanmaya phala rupena kevalam nirvikalpitam vangmano gocharam satyam dvidha samabhavad bruhat. तन्मायाफलरूपेण केवलं निर्विकल्पितं वाङ्मनोगोचरं सत्यं द्विधा समभवत् बृहत्। तन्मायाफलरूपेण केवलं निर्विकल्पितं वाङ्मनोगोचरं सत्यं द्विधा समभवत् बृहत्। मायाफलरूपेण केवलं निर्विकल्पितं गोचरं सत्यं द्विधा समभवत् बृहत्। तन्मायाफलरूपेण केवलं निर्विकल्पितं वाङ्मनोगोचरं सत्यं द्विधा समभवत् बृहत्। माताजी, तन्मायाफलरूपेण केवलं निर्विकल्पितं वाङ्मनोगोचरं सत्यं द्विधा समभवत् बृहत्। तन्माया तत् दैट सुप्रीम, माया ऑफ द मटेरियल नेचर, फल एंड एंजॉयर ऑफ इट्स मैनिफेस्टेशंस, रूपेण इन द टू फॉर्म्स, केवलम वन, निर्विकल्पितम नॉन डिफरेंशिएटेड, वाक टू स्पीच, मनः एंड द माइंड, अगोचरम इनएक्सेसिबल, सत्यम ट्रू, द्विधा टू फोल्ड, समभवत he became, bruhat, the absolute truth. Translation and purport. by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. That one absolute truth, remaining free from material dualities and inaccessible to ordinary speech and mind, divided himself into two categories, the material nature and the living entities who are trying to enjoy the manifestations of that nature. Purport. Both material nature and the living entities are potencies of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the purport. Both material nature, Maya, and Jiva, the living entities, are potencies of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So today we'll be discussing this verse. So if we consider Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary to this, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Maya and Jiva both are considered inaccessible, Vang Mano Agocharam. That means not accessible to senses and the mind. But we see the living entities around us. So how is it that it is inaccessible? Because Maya is subtle, we cannot access it. We may see the external form, but we do not know how she bewilders us. So therefore she is subtle. Maya is subtle. And Jiva is subtle because although we may see the outer form, this body, but we do not see the soul residing in the body. So therefore Jiva and Maya both are called subtle. Vang Mano Agocharam, that is subtle. Inaccessible to senses and mind. Another point Srila Vishwanatha Thakur makes here is, both are satya. It's not that how Mayavadis think that actually the Jiva and Maya are both mithya. That's not actually the reality. These are all truths. Therefore they are called tattva. Jiva tattva. Tattva means truth. And Maya tattva. And Krishna tattva. So now, we'll be discussing about Krishna and his energies, that is Jiva and Maya, and how, what is their correlation or interrelation. So there was one patient in one mental asylum. So he was holding one ice cube. And he was observing it very keenly for a long time. And the doctor comes and he says, what are you looking at? What are you observing? So this person, this patient says, oh no, wait, don't disturb me. I am into something, you know, very important. And the water was dripping from the ice cube. And almost, it was reducing in size. And almost after an hour, it was reduced to very small size. And the doctor again comes and he says, what are you doing? You know, please let me know. Maybe I can help you. So the patient says that actually for a long time I am seeing that there is water leaking from this ice cube. I am trying to find where is the hole. So that is the way the Jiva, that is all of us, are trying to find the problem, like the, you know, what's the problem in this material world? Like, you know. But the thing is, the material world itself is a problem. Like, you know. So, just like when Srila Prabhupada was in some foreign country and there was something written in non-English language and Prabhupada asked his disciple who knew the local language, what is it written over there? So that person said, it is written that, dump your garbage here. It says, the board says, dump your garbage here. Prabhupada said, this can is so small because we have to put in the entire material world into it. You know. So that's what, patient is curious enough to find out where is the hole, where is the, you know, water leaking from. But he doesn't understand the nature of ice itself is that when it is put in, you know, such room temperature, it is going to melt. So there is no question of finding a hole inside an ice cube. So no matter how much time he goes speculating, he won't come to the conclusion. And therefore one has to come to this inquiry, and inquiring from a right person, that the real nature of this material world and what is really the problem, if he really wants to come to the truth. So, instead of trying to figure out with his own limited mind and senses, he cannot even figure out what is jiva and what is maya, because they are both vang, mano, agochara. Then what to speak of Krishna, who is the source of them? If the tree itself is not visible, then what to speak of the roots, which are more invisible. So therefore, in human form of life, it is important that we inquire about these truths. That Krishna is telling Uddhava in this verse about the real nature of this material world which we see around, and our own existence as living entities. Why it is important to inquire about such truths? Because that is a special prerogative of human life. If you see, Bhagavad Gita says, Indriyani paranyahu, indriyebhya parammana, manasastu parabuddhi, ye buddhe paratastu saha. So, the gross matter, more important than that is the senses. More important than that is the mind. More important than that is the intelligence. And more important than that is the soul. So if you see the animal life, if you see the tree life or plant's life, then their only senses are active. But mind is dysfunctional or very scarcely functional, and intelligence is almost not functional. The tree life, they can feel a little bit of sense perception. But if you come to animal, if you consider animal life, then senses and mind both are active. They can perceive the impulses, and with their mind they can perceive emotions. But their intelligence is not properly active. They cannot discriminate what is right, what is wrong, what is moral, what is immoral. But their mind is functional, which is more than the plants. They understand emotions, and they have variety, range of emotions. They feel lonely, they feel embarrassed, like all those emotions that we feel, even the animals feel that. Just like in our Goshala, there were three dogs, two of them passed away, so the remaining dog was, I was once trying to find a brush to brush the cows, and I felt something very wet near my arms. I was saying, what is that? So that the remaining dog was, he was just coming and rubbing his nose against my arm, like, you know. Why? Because he was feeling lonely. He wanted a company. So animals do feel the range of emotions, including loneliness and other things. But their intelligence is not functional in the sense, their intelligence is functional in terms of eating, sleeping, but not functional in terms of understanding higher truths. But in human form of life, it begins with understanding what is right and what is wrong, because the intelligence is functional. And at least for civilized human platform. Higher platform than that is advanced human life, where one really starts inquiring about who am I? Like, I am beyond this intelligence. And beyond that is Krishna consciousness, which is trying to inquire about Krishna. So this inquiry we have to make about different truths, because that is the human prerogative. Once Srila Prabhupada, there is one nice anecdote. Once Srila Prabhupada was, one disciple told Srila Prabhupada that Mayavadis are saying, impersonalists, they are saying that the more advanced we become in consciousness, the more silent we become. Is that true? So Prabhupada said, what is the evidence? How are they saying that? So the disciples said, they are giving the example of water jug. If you try to put water in a water jug, in the beginning it makes sound. But if you keep feeling it, you know, the sound goes on reducing. So similarly, a living entity who becomes advanced, what happens is he becomes more and more silent. Prabhupada said this is nonsense. Why? Because Prabhupada said analogy could be made when there are many similarities between the object which is used as a simile or a metaphor and the subject. So there has to be many similarities. Do all of us in any way look like water jug? There is no similarity. Then Prabhupada said, actually our Upanishads say that actually the real talking begins when one becomes advanced. And that real talking is Athato Brahma Jidnyasa. One starts inquiring about the advanced topics. Brahma means something advanced, something very expansive, very broad-minded. So one's inquiries become, they don't stop. One doesn't become silent. It only that his quality of inquiry becomes, you know, upraised. He starts talking from Brahman platform or the spiritual platform, Athato Brahma Jidnyasa. So therefore, it's important that we inquire about these topics. It's important to know who we are, what's our identity, what's the material nature which is around us. Because it's a natural tendency of every one of us to make sense out of everything that is around us or that which is going inside us. So the things which are taking place inside us in terms of emotions, feelings, thinking, etc. So it's important to know what is our identity. Why is it important to know our identity? Because our identity, the more convinced we are about our identity, who we are, that defines our desires. The identity defines desires. Desires, they define decisions that we take or the goals that we set. So the desires lead to decisions. Decisions lead to actions. We take a particular decision, then we perform a relevant action regarding that. And that action leads to experience. And that experience leads to fulfillment. So therefore, unless we have our identity clear, we won't have the right kind of desires. Unless we don't have right kind of desires, we won't have right kind of decisions to make in our lives. And if you don't have right kind of decisions, there won't be right kind of actions. And if you don't have right kind of actions, there won't be right kind of experience. And if you don't have right kind of experience, there won't be right kind of fulfillment. So all of us are living for fulfillment in life, finding some meaning in life. So it is important to know what is our identity. Just like for any businessman, he knows that I am a businessman. Then his interests and desires are related to money. Okay. Then his decisions like start a new business or get a business MBA or whatever. Those decisions take place. And based on those decisions, he takes actions. And based on actions, he gets the experience of earning more and more money. And that earning of money satisfies him completely. Let's say for analogy's sake, it satisfies him completely. Which it doesn't. So it's important that Krishna, through the Sankhya philosophy, he is telling us in this verse that Sankhya is actually a theory which tells us who we are not. And basically what we are not supposed to do, which is important. Whereas Bhakti tells us who we are and what we are supposed to do. Sankhya is like if I ask you, if I want to tell you who is horse or define a horse. Sankhya is like telling that horse is not a donkey. It's what it is not. But Bhakti is like what it is and what it is supposed to do to us. So Krishna wants all of us to have this experience of Krishna consciousness so that we perform our devotional service and we fulfill our human form of life. So we have to, in order to have that experience, we have to have right kind of desires. And in order to have right kind of desires, we have to have right kind of identity. And that's the question Srila Sanatana Goswami asks to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ke ami kene amai jare tapatroy, iha nahi jani kemona hita hoy. Sadhya sadhana tatva puchite na jani. I do not know what is the goal of life. I do not know what is the process to attend that. So please, you only become merciful upon me and bestow all the truth. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without beating around bush, directly in the first line itself, he tells him what is the sambandha. What's our identity? He says, Jivera Swarupahoy Krishnera Nityadas. Krishnera Tatastha Shakti Bheda Bheda Prakash. Suryansha Kirana Jeche Agni Jwala Chaye Swabhavik Krishnera Teen Prakar Shakti Hai. Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Ara Maya Shakti. He says that there are Jivera Swarupahoy Krishnera Nityadas. All of us, our identity is eternal servant of Krishna. Krishnera Tatastha Shakti. But at the same time, we are marginal potency of Krishna. We'll come to that, what it means. Bheda Bheda Prakash. Therefore, we are simultaneously one and different from Krishna. Then he says that Suryansha Kirana Jaiche Agni Jwala Chaye. Just like sun and the sun rays, or fire and fire sparks. Similarly, we are intimately related to Krishna. All this analogy serves to understand, not just as a dry philosophy that, oh, we are part and parcel of Krishna, but it means that how the spark is intimately related to the fire, or how the ray is intimately related to sun, how without sun there is no existence of the sun rays. So that is, the intimacy is indicated by this analogy. And then he says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishnera swabhavikatina shakti parinati, chit shakti, jiva shakti, ara maya shakti. So Krishna has internal potency, antaranga shakti, tatastha shakti, which is all of us, and maya shakti, which is the external world that we experience. So tatastha, let's understand what this, the word tatastha mean. We have heard the word tato, right? Nadi ka tato. Tatastha means tate tishthati. Tatastha means one who stays on the shore. So we are staying on a fine line between the spiritual and material world, the jiva shakti. What does that mean? It simply means we have always a choice. What is that choice? Either to look towards Krishna or to look towards maya. Looking towards maya means showing back to Krishna. Krishna bahirmukha jiva bhogavancha kare atayeva maya tare japatiya dhare. So Krishna bahirmukha. When the soul or the jiva who is tatastha, who always has a choice, either to become Krishna conscious or to become Maya conscious, turns his back towards Krishna, then he sees the ferocious form of Maya, of the illusory energy, which is also Krishna's energy. So then what happens is this Maya will keep him illusioned forever. Forever means until he decides to go back home, back to Godhead. So she has the capacity to keep the soul busy forever, in other words. That keep all of us busy forever, until we take the decision, or a right decision and right desires and right action to get the right experience. So, so that is the meaning of tatastha. Just like Arjuna had choice between choosing Krishna and Krishna's energy. So he was faced with this choice that whether to accept Krishna by his side while fighting with Kauravas, or to have his Narayani Sena, which we can say here for analogy's sake, we can consider it to be external energy of Krishna. So whether to have Krishna or to have Krishna's external energy, that was Arjuna's choice, and he made the right choice. And therefore, Krishna was there with him. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shrir Vijayo. And Arjuna was successful in his life. On the other hand, I on the other hand, chose differently. you know, made a wrong choice. When, it doesn't matter, but I made a wrong choice of choosing Maya over Krishna. So then what's the result of that? Purusha prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasat yoni janmasu. That the soul desires to enjoy separately from Krishna, turning his back to Krishna. Then the Maya entangles him in with different ropes. One rope is called Sattvagun, one rope is called Rajogun, one rope is called Tamogun. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the Sattvagun means golden rope, the Rajogun means silver rope, and the Tamogun is iron rope, iron shackle or iron chain. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, but the pain is the same. Like, whether it doesn't matter what quality of chains one is tied with, but the pain is the same. Because the sattva gun binds one with unnecessary pride in erudition and aristocracy and achievement and so-called knowledge. And rajagun binds one with a lot of greed, extraneous ambitions, like desire to achieve more than required. And tamogun binds one with lethargy, depression, lamentation, and so many things. So why did it happen, first of all? So the answer is given is that we desire that. Like, you know, Ichha Dvesha Samuthena Dvandva Mohena Bharata. Ichha Dvesha Samuthena. By desiring, we came to this material world, and by desiring alone, we can go back home. Everything starts with desire. By desire, we came to this material world, and by desire only we can go back home. It's a return ticket. Like. So now, what should be a devotee's outlook towards this material world? Because otherwise we may become go into a panic situation. Oh, now I am having material body. I am going to die one day. I am going to have face so many diseases, and I am going to face so many adverse conditions. But the bhakti is the real hope through which we can turn our adversity into advantage. So bhakti is the process of turning adversities into advantage, and therefore bhakti is very hope-giving. And all our acharyas, all our predecessors, all the Vaishnavas, exalted Vaishnavas, they come here to teach us the same point through their own example, how they converted their adversities into advantages. The material world which binds us, and the material situation which frustrates us, so same material situations can be used to springboard our consciousness. You know, it's like springboard, if you jump on a springboard, it goes down, but you know, if you are an expert athlete, you can use that to do so many gymnastic feats. So similarly, those situations in our life, just like for example in case of Akrura, he was faced with serving somebody who is an atheist or a demoniac person. But he used that to become very humble and pray to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, you know my heart as Paramatma. You know how I am put into this situation. I have to serve this demon, and I have to engage in his service and call upon you to take you to Mathura to fight with him," like that. "But you understand my heart." So it's like he becomes completely humble like that, and takes this material situation and makes it into Krishna consciousness. Similarly, we see Vidura. This comes in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter, where Dhritarashtra, who is over pampering Duryodhan, is not correcting Duryodhan at any stage of his vicious activities. That Dhritarashtra supported his conspiring to kill Pandavas in the Lakshagruha, and then he supported his gambling, and he did not give even the kingdom which was Yudhishthira Maharaj was deserving. So when he gave the advice to Dhritarashtra that, you know, you are maintaining this Duryodhan who is offense personified, so just get relieved of him. So Duryodhan insults Vidura in different ways, saying that, oh, this is the son of maid servant who told him to come here, you know, just throw him out of this place, like that. And then the verse says how Vidura takes this situation, so-called adversity. He says that swayam dhanur dwari nidhaya mayam bratu puro marmasu tadi topi. He is insulted in front of his elder brother. So he, what did he do? He just put his bow, dwari, on the doorstep. That means that is kind of his resignation letter. Like, you know, I resigned from the post as your minister. But of course he didn't resign being his well-wisher, which comes later when he comes and delivers a spiritual message to Dhritarashtra. But we see that in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that Vidura could see the external energy acting on Duryodhan, and he could see that same energy is acting internally on him to take up to Krishna consciousness. So we can also, whichever circumstances we are in, Prabhupada used to say that making best use of bad bargain. Bad bargain is that we are having material body, we are having material situations, and we have to face so many circumstances and embarrassments because of that. But all of that could be converted into Krishna consciousness. Therefore it is mentioned that ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. There is no obstacle to devotional service. Whichever circumstance one is in, he can start serving Krishna. Alright, so now I am going to discuss a more fundamental query of why do we expand from Krishna? The verse here says that both material energy and jivas are expansions of Krishna. So reason is, why do we expand from Krishna? Why does this world exist? Why do we exist? And finally, does Krishna need us? The Tatastha Shakti. So we'll go into details of this. First of all, we understand that Bruhat here, the last word is Bruhat, means expansive. Bruhat means expansion. One way that infinitely expands. What is that? Bruhatvat, Bruhanatvat, Brahman. The definition of Brahman itself is to increase or expand infinitely. But expansion of what? Expansion of his pleasure, or his ananda. Therefore, the Vedas say that he is ananda moyo bhyasat. So Krishna, let's start with Krishna. Everything exists for some necessity, right? Like for example, I will give that example later. Everything exists for some necessity, fulfills some necessity, has some function. So first, let's start with Krishna himself, God himself. So Krishna is the absolute truth and he is a person. So we cannot ask the question, why Krishna exists? That is just given. We just have to accept it as it is. And we cannot ask why Krishna is a person. That is just given. Krishna is absolute truth and he is the person. That's it. We just have to experience it, accept it, and deal with it. So this Krishna, being a person, wants to get attracted to someone. So because Krishna wants to get attracted to someone, somebody, that somebody should be a match to Krishna. Right? And therefore Krishna expands into his Ladini Shakti, which is Srimati Radharani. So, and Krishna gets attracted to Srimati Radharani, who is the divine counterpart of Krishna, we can say. Govinda Anandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani Krishna Vancha Purti Rupa Kare Aradhana. So what Srimati Radharani do? What is her function? Krishna Vancha Purti Rupa. Whatever Krishna desires, Radharani can unlimitedly satisfy Krishna's demands or whatever. So therefore, she is called Radha because her worship is to satisfy Krishna's desires. And then why does Radharani expand into so many gopis and manjaris? That is also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bahu kanta vina nahe rasera ullas. Lilara sahaya lagi bahut prakash. Just like Prabhupada used to say, variety is the mother of enjoyment. So unless there are so many gopis, Radharani and Krishna's leelas cannot reach the climax. And therefore there are so many gopis who are the expansions of Antaranga Shakti, the Ladini Shakti, which is Srimati Radharani. So we now understand why Radharani is, what is Radharani's function, why Radharani is there, why gopis are there, why are other relationships there? Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maiya, Subal, Sridhama, Chitrak, Patrak. Why they are there? Because there has to be a platform to give flow to the rasa, and there has to be varieties of rasa which will ultimately nourish the madhura rasa between Radharani and Krishna. And therefore Krishna expands his energy into Vrindavan, into Sri Baladev, into Nanda, Yashoda, Subal, Madhumangal, Chitrak and others. So who are capable of giving infinite and variety of pleasures to Krishna in different moods. Like Subal, Sridhama give the Sakya pleasure to Krishna. Yashoda, Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, they give the Vatsalya pleasure to Krishna to the unlimited degree. So this is explained. Sandhiniro Saro Ansha Shuddha Sattva Naam Bhagwanera Satta Hoy Yahate Vishram. This is the proof where it says that Krishna expands into Mata Pita Sthana Guruha Shaya Asana Aro Esaba Krishnera Shuddha Sattvera Vikara. Krishna Shuddha Sattva expands into personalities Nanda Maharaj, Mata Pita, Sthana Guruha. So now we understand that internal potency of Krishna, Antaranga Shakti, is completely capable of giving, satisfying Krishna completely. Then the fundamental query, now I'll discuss that. Then why do we exist? What is our role? Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha Shakti is all of us who are infinitesimal, fallible, insignificant. So do we have any role at all? Because you know, all the seats are taken in spiritual world. So the answer is yes. We have a role. That is a good news. I'll explain how. This is from Jaiva Dharma by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I hope I'll be able to complete this. But which I found very, very astonishing and very profound, and it satisfied at least my long-standing questions. So I'm inspired to share this with you. So this is, there are two characters in this. Jaiva Dharma is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book, in which many of our doubts are very nicely dealt with through the conversation between characters. So there are two characters here, Vrajanath, who is the inquirer, student, and Raghunath Das Babaji, who is the answerer or the guru. So let's dive into this. So Vrajanath asks, "Dear Master, I understand that Jiva is a Tatastha Shakti of the Lord, and it is situated at the junction," we discussed junction, Tata, "of the both worlds, material and spiritual. However, why are some jivas subsequently engrossed in material existence while others are elevated to spiritual sky?" Among jivas also there are liberated jivas who are minute, who chose the right, who made a right choice and who went to spiritual world. And why others who are rotting in this material world? Babaji Maharaj answers. Because Krishna, the transcendental qualities of Krishna are also present in Jiva in minute quantity. So therefore, because Krishna is infinitely independent, this quality of independence is there in Tatastha Shakti, that is Jivas, all of us, in a minute quantity. And by misuse or proper use of that independence, one can either stay here or go back home, back to Godhead. So if you misuse it, we suffer from the pangs of illusory energy. So Vrajanath is asking this question. Oh, but Krishna is all compassionate, unlimitedly merciful. Yet why did he create such weak jivas? Why did he make us so weak? Like, you know, that we can easily fall for any of Maya's what is it called, allurements. And because of this weakness, we are fallible to subjugation of Maya. So if Krishna is all compassionate, why did he create such a, or expand into such kind of Tatastha Shakti, which is only limited aspect of himself, which is fallible to Maya? Raghunath Das Babaji answers, what you say is definitely true. Krishna is all compassionate, Karunamaya, but he is also all sportive. That means he likes to sport. So I am not going into the entire paragraph because of the limitation of time, but I will just speak some excerpts from it. So in summary, Babaji Maharaj answers here that that with this view, Jiva can become an active partner in Krishna's pastimes. So Krishna has created, as a leela, as a sport, Krishna has created, or let's say this situation, or set up this system where the marginal being or the jiva can experience the lowest of the material nature, and he can gradually be elevated to higher and higher and higher statuses of life up to the stage of going back home, back to Godhead. So that is Krishna. In other words, Krishna is sportive, and his sport is Krishna is telling us that let me see how much you can fall. Let me see how much you can fall. I can pick you up from there. Wherever whichever degree you are falling, I can pick you up from there. That is Krishna's sport. So what is the next question which could be expected from Vrajanath, which all of us might also ask? What is the next question? Can you guess? Yeah. Why we are made into dolls of Krishna's play? Like, yeah, that is the first question we will ask. Oh, Krishna wants to have some sport. Why are we supposed to act like a pawn on a chessboard? Like, you know, and sacrifice ourselves for, you know. So, the answer is given. So, exactly that's what Vrajanath asks. Why must individual soul suffer for Krishna's sports? Oh, you may want to have some sport, and therefore he expands into Tatastha Shakti, who is fallible to material nature. You make a wrong choice and you fall down, and then Krishna will pick you up someday in some lifetime. And that is too also subjected to, what is it called? Terms and conditions with asterisks. So Raghunath Das Babaji answers that, he says that actually this process, this of giving free will to the jivas, is a special grace of Krishna. So what Krishna wants us to give, being all compassionate and all sportive, is an experience. So the so-called suffering which we are undergoing right now is not actually suffering. That's what in short Raghunath Das Babaji Maharaj explains. And if we consider from the point of view, those who are far-sighted, those who can see the entire reason for putting a soul into miserable conditions, the far-sighted souls can see that, you know, once we reach Krishna, we are going to say all that tribulations that we underwent for millions of lifetimes is worth it. Is worth it to achieve again Krishna's lotus feet. And therefore it's not a suffering. Just like somebody achieves some gold medal in Olympics, he will say, all that tribulations I went from, you know, since the age of 5, you know, that's worth it. Like, you know, or or whatever, a businessman will think that all the suffering that I underwent, you know, for coming to this position, from, what do they say, from rags to riches, that's worth it. So similarly, a soul is going to say it's worth it, you know. In fact, even if more had come, I would have tolerated it, just to have one glimpse of Krishna. So that is one. So this misery leads one to inquire. That's what Babaji Maharaj explains here. This misery leads one to inquire, why am I suffering? What is the absolute truth? Then he seeks the association of devotees. And he is given the path of devotional service. And that is how he elevates himself to the process of Krishna consciousness. So that's why this suffering of Jiva should not be considered as suffering, but rather should be considered as training, not suffering. That's what in short he says. Then Vrajnath answers, okay, I agree for far-sighted person, it's not suffering. But what about people like us who are short-sighted? We take it as suffering. So, then Babaji Maharaj answers, but then Krishna is not to be blamed for this suffering. You are to be blamed. Because you made the wrong choice. So therefore he is not to be blamed for whatever suffering you are pursuing, whatever the short-sighted person is pursuing, the death, old age, disease as suffering. That is his fault, not Krishna's fault. Because Krishna warned him so many times. So, then he says that also from another angle he says that and suffering is there for everybody, not just for materialists. In spiritual world there is suffering, but they know how to use that suffering to serve Krishna and how to convert every suffering into ecstasy by using that suffering in Krishna's service. What is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says? Tomara sevai yata dukha saita parama sukha. So that is how everybody suffers, actually speaking. It depends how we see the situation. So if the pure devotees are not complaining, then why should conditioned soul complain? That I am suffering. But that suffering is actually needed for him. So now Vrajnath is satisfied with this answer. So for I just gave a summary. For completely satisfactory answers, you may have to refer to the exact conversation between the two. So, and then he says that all leelas involve suffering. But they know how to convert that suffering. It's not easy for Vrajvasis to, it's not just happy-go-lucky life in Vrindavan. They also suffer every single moment and they suffer anxiety, but that anxiety is for Krishna. So why can't we follow in their footsteps and take every suffering and every situation and every adversity and make it into an advantage to progress in devotional service. Okay, so Vrajnath agrees here, finally. And then he says, okay, but why did he give us free will? Why couldn't he just make it into robots? You just press buttons and we just perform his devotional service. So then Babaji Maharaj answers that no, actually if Krishna had not given us the Tatastha Shakti, the independence, the free will, then we would have been reduced to something very insignificant and inert like dead stone. Do we want to become dead stone? No. So there it goes. And now then he says that yet when Jiva misuses his free choice and thus become engrossed in material activities, merciful Krishna is stricken with compassion. Now to relieve Krishna from all the, what is it called? Accusations against him. That, oh, how come you are so cruel? Rather it is opposite. Krishna is very compassionate. How? Because wherever Jiva goes, Lord is shadowing the movement of Jiva. Krishna is following the Jiva. Trying to convince him not to fall into Maya. And therefore, Lord Krishna descends to earth in Navadvip, appearing as the most magnificent incarnation, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who initiates the Jiva into supremely efficacious method for his salvation. So Krishna wants to give himself to most unqualified. So, if you really care about Krishna, then we should let Krishna deliver us by the method that Krishna has given us. I will just complete because this is the last part of it. And therefore, what is that method which is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that we can again become the part of Krishna's leelas? Is Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Gora Chanda Bole, Kota Nidra Jao Maya, Pishachira kole. So is Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is canvassing or campaigning that take up this process of chanting. Tomare loite ami hoinu avatara. Ami bina bandhu ara ke ache tomara. Who else is your friend? Your schoolmate or colleague in office? No, I am your friend. You know, I am giving you the best process. What is that process? Enechi aushadhi maya nashibaro lagi harinama maha mantra lao tumi magi. So therefore, please take this process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that will do the best benefit to the soul. Yuga dharma pravartayamu harinam sankirtan chari bhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvan. So I'll just end with one paragraph by Srila Jiva Goswami. This is from Bhakti Sandarbha. So iyam cha kirtaniya kirtanakhya bhaktir, that means this kirtanakhya bhakti, the process of bhakti which is headed by Harinam Sankirtan. Bhagavato dravya jati guna kriyabhir dina janaika vishaya. So who can access this process? Dina janaika vishaya. One who is very humble like a blade of grass, he can take this process. Karunamayi, and this process of chanting holy name and Harinam Sankirtan is most compassionate. And it is not my opinion, Shruti Puranadi Vishruti. This is heard in Shrutis and Puranas. Ata eva kalau swabhavata eva ati dineshu lokeshu avirbhuya. Therefore in Kali Yuga, this bhakti headed by Harinam Sankirtan descends itself in ati dineshu. Ati dineshu means the more humble we become, the more mercy we can. What is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's? Vishwam aplavayanti nicha gaiva sada bhati tam chaitanyam prabhum bhaje. Skrupa sudha saridhyasya vishwam aplavayanti. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is flooding the world with his compassion. Krupa sudha sarit. But nicha gaiva sada bhati. The more humble we become, the more we can access this mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ati dineshu lokeshu avirbhuya tan anayasena eva tattad yugagata maha sadhananam saromeva phalam dadana. That means whatever one could perform in satya yoga as dhyana or treta yoga in as sacrifice and other things, that same phala or fruit is obtained by simply doing harinam sankirtan. Saromeva phalam dadana sa krutarthayati, and he becomes, his life becomes fulfilled. Yata eva taya eva kalau bhagavato visheshatascha santosho bhavati. Therefore this process is especially, if you want to especially please Krishna, then the process is Harinam Sankirtan. Any Navavida bhakti pleases Krishna, Shravanam Kirtanam, but among Navavida bhakti also, taya eva visheshata santosho bhavati. Krishna becomes especially satisfied by our Harinam Sankirtan. And very last line of Srila Prabhupada, which he mentions, therefore, whatever one does in executing devotional service must be accompanied by chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Like if you are doing deity worship, it should be accompanied by chanting holy name. If you are cooking for Krishna, it should be accompanied by chanting. If you are having Bhagavatam class, it should start with chanting, like, you know, and all the process of devotional service should start with Harinam Sankirtan. So that is, so we just discussed how we should inquire about our position. That is a prerogative of human life. And then we should understand the position, how we are entrenched in this material life. And then we should understand that how we can convert our adversary into advantage. And finally we considered, why do we exist? Like, you know, why, what is the function of living entity? What are we doing in this world? So we are actually having, although we are insignificant, we have a role to play. That means we make, so Srimati Radharani is serving Krishna. So by serving under apprenticeship of Srimati Radharani, we make her service to Krishna more complete. So her service to Krishna is already complete, but we make it more complete. Just like our Gauranga Darshan Prabhu, when he dresses the deities, anytime you go, it looks like complete. But then he puts on more ornaments and it looks more complete. So in same way we have a role to play, and that is how we can see our lives and understand our identity and have right kind of desires and right kind of decisions and actions and get right kind of experience. Thank you so much. I sorry for going over time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry, we don't have time for questions.